In Massachusetts, elementary and high school teachers also work under a tenured system, and that system has been challenged by the Education Reform Act of 1993, which requires frequent evaluations and recertifications of all teachers. Other provisions of the Act include block grants to all schools and a statewide graduation exam for high school students to be instituted in the year 2000. The results of a study assessing student competency in Massachusetts were announced last week. Commentator Mickey Edwards is disappointed.
3 years ago, Massachusetts enacted a grand new educational reform program. Since then, the state has increased spending on public schools by an additional $600 million. But the state still hasn't put into place all the curriculum changes it envisioned. What it's done, as usual, is just pour more money into a system that doesn't work. The result is not smarter students, but more students who are likely to miss graduation. State education officials reviewed a new study and concluded that 40% of the students in Massachusetts schools won't be able to graduate. 3 years after the reformers started their reforming, the study shows that only one out of every four Massachusetts students can now think critically or communicate adequately. Since the reforms began, the number of students reaching the highest level of achievement has gone down in every grade and every subject. Among eighth graders, who will be the first students to take the new statewide graduation test, performance dropped in math, in reading, in science, in social studies. How many Massachusetts eighth graders can interpret facts and make sound arguments, say, in social studies? 21%. About one out of five. And it's getting worse. 2 years ago, only 11% of fourth graders were among the best readers. After all this money and reform, it's now down to 3%. For years now, citizens have complained about the poor state of America's public schools. But as the experiment in Massachusetts proves, what's needed is not just more money, or more resolve, or higher teacher salaries, or new laws. What's needed are new approaches. In his acceptance speech in Chicago this year, Bill Clinton broke new ground by becoming the first Democratic president in memory to endorse a merit system for teachers. Give raises to the good ones and get rid of the bad ones. That would be a good first step. But improving the quality of public education is going to require a lot more. Commitment by parents, better management by administrators, a curriculum that sets high standards. As Massachusetts has demonstrated, simply passing laws telling the schools to do better and pouring money into the classrooms just isn't good enough. When it comes to education, Massachusetts is getting an F.
Mickey Edwards is a former Republican congressman from Oklahoma. He now teaches at Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government, and comes to us with help from member station WGBH in Boston.